Jim, how would you rate your form this year?
Yeah, I mean, our form has been quite good over the season. You know, we really had a good National Football League campaign. You can't beat the competitiveness of those games. So that worked out quite well for us. And even in Leinster, you know, we still had to work very hard at our game and the process of that. And it wasn't just a case of turning up for those games and expecting to win. We still had to go out and do it and perform on the day. But certainly, once we got out of Leinster, you know, the tempo has increased. We had a very good game against Fermanagh. Last quarter was a great learning process for us, and you know, the last two games against Mayo have been very fruitful in terms of the takeaways. And you know, I think the players now are battle hardened for the Kerry challenge.
And Jim, what were the main learnings you took from the first and second games against Mayo? Because they were massive tests.
Yeah, they're two big tests. You know, we took away some offensive areas to work upon to increase our scoring rate, and defensively, you know, we need to tighten up. We had the game. We were in a very strong position to close the game out in the first game, but Mayo exploited some gaps we left in our defence, and we realised that if we have those lapses of concentration over the in the next game, the Kerry will certainly get profit from it. But I think it's that consistency piece that we're looking at, and if we can get consistency over the full duration of the game, we'll hopefully put ourselves in the position to get the result.
How much did you need that second game against Mayo going into an All-Ireland final against Kerry?
Yeah, I suppose one needs to be careful what you wish for, but in hindsight, looking back, it was great to get that second game, and particularly with a two-week turnaround, it'll leave our guys very sharp and very tight for the Kerry challenge. But I think that it's the takeaways that you have in those games that it's very, very, very difficult to replicate in our internal games, and there'll be a lot of learning from that game. And if we can correct those lessons that we've learned from the two Mayo games, you know, we'll put ourselves in a strong position.
Discipline-wise, Jim, do you feel that your players need to improve a little bit? Because in the two games against Mayo, particularly the first one, outside of the main incidents, a lot of frees were brought forward because guys gave a bit of lip to the referee, and it coughed up a lot of cheap scores to Mayo and kept them in the game.
Yeah, discipline and respect is certainly part of this Dublin football team culture. I don't need to say to the players that wasn't what it should have been for this football team, certainly in the first game. But I think if they've learned from that, players make mistakes on both sides. That just happens in a physical contact sport. And I thought both teams showed great maturity in the second game, despite what was being said externally about what was going to happen. I think both players, sets of players and managers, got down to play football, and I think it was a cracking game. And again, that we realised that we were quite fortunate to get away with in the end, and we're just grateful to be in an Ireland final now.
Are you worried that because of the high-profile incidents in that game, that the referee will be hypersensitive in the All-Ireland final? Do you think something that could be an issue that could affect your team negatively?
The match official, Dave Goldrick, and his sideline officials and the foot referee there, I mean, they're all highly experienced referees. They're in merit, as both teams are. And so I don't expect that to be an issue.
Is it something that you talked about an awful lot in training? Have you kind of looked at the way tackles are put in and everything? Because it was something that affected you in those two games, and it's something I suppose that if you can, you'd like to maybe do something about it.
Yeah, I mean, defence is as important as our offence for this Dublin football team. We've always gone after the technical skill of tackling in the right way. But the game is so dynamic. Sometimes players will leave a hand in a millisecond too late, and they'll concede a free. And you know, they were exploited by Mayo and by Killian O'Connor, and those cheap frees will be exploited the next day by Kerry, because they've got such good free takers as well.
Have individuals learned from particular incidents? I mean, Dermot, obviously, you know, it must have been tough on him, because on a human level, that was pretty hard to go through what he went through. Even though he'd probably admit himself he shouldn't have done what he'd done, but you know, he wasn't alone in the incident, to be fair.
Yeah, listen, we all learn from games, whether it be in the victory or in defeat. There's always takeaways and areas to improve on, and that's from the management team to the back room, to the players as well. So that's I suppose the cycle that we go through in this Dublin football team. We're always trying to grow, and we know that if we remain static, that teams will pass us by. And if we remain static going into this game, that the game plan we had for the last day just won't seem to be good enough to beat Kerry. So that's the big challenge for us now.
It is an All-Ireland final against Kerry. The fact that it is Kerry, does that add to it even more? I mean, there's obviously a great rivalry between the counties, and a great recent rivalry as well. You don't have to harp back to the 70s. These two teams have recent history?
These two teams, Dublin and Kerry, have history. Since the 50s, Dublin have only beaten Kerry four times in the championship, the two games in the 70s and 2011-2013. But certainly the players know each other well, and the management teams know each other well. But I suppose that tradition is probably more important for the GAA supporters going into this game. For both sets of teams, we're just focusing upon getting them their game right and trying to be the best they can be and representing the county as best they can.